This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. And our guest today is Kent Beadle, Director of Producer Brokerage for CHS Hedging, here to talk about alternative grain contracts. Kent, there are a lot of different grain contracts for farmers out there today. Just what are alternative grain contracts?
Well, alternative grain contracts are not all that unlike normal grain contracts, but they do specify delivery to a local elevator. What is different about them is that they are hedged via over-the-counter mechanisms. And what that typically means for the farmer is that these contracts have some amount of optionality involved in the pricing structure. So that means more specifically that there might be an average contract with some sort of a floor established. It might mean that there's a premium paid for old crop bushels in exchange for an obligation for new crop bushels. Or through option sales, it might mean that you would accumulate bushels over time at a price that's higher than the actual market price, but taking on some obligations such as double up requirements and or knockout clauses.
In your opinion, what are the major pros and cons of using alternative grain contracts?
So the pros are generally this. They can give you a higher price for your grain, a higher futures price than you could get if you did a cash sale or a hedge to arrive contract on the day that you enter into the contract. They can also, with the case of a floored average, they can provide you a floor and yet give you some upside similar to a put, and usually at a lower cost than a put. But the cons are the obligations that come along with these. And what's really important is to understand what those obligations are. One of the cons of an accumulator contract, for example, is the double up requirement. And so if the market rallies on up beyond a certain level, you're going to owe the elevator twice as many bushels at that established price. That might cost you some opportunity. In the case of some of the premium offer cash plus contracts where you get paid a premium for old crop grain in that for that obligation for new crop, your marketing can be hamstrung because you really don't know if you're going to have those obligations for those additional bushels or not. And that's also a con for an accumulator contract.
Can alternative grain contracts be replicated with a brokerage account?
In many cases, they can. Not necessarily exactly, but if you think about a floored average contract, you know, the purchase of a put does a good job of giving you a floor. If you buy a put and then start averaging into sales every week and then start removing some of the puts, that would very effectively replicate that kind of a product. With the accumulator type contracts, often what you could do is you could sell grain to the elevator and then do a short straddle position in your brokerage account. And that does a good job of doing that. And it also has the benefit of not giving you that double up obligation, although it does effectively double up your marketing price with a rally at the amount of premium that you collect added to the strike price.
Kent, how do these types of contracts fit into a farmer's marketing plan?
Well, we recommend that alternative contracts have a small part in a grower's marketing plan. Generally, with contracts like the accumulator, which is one of the most popular contracts, we would recommend that they only dedicate 20 to 30% of their overall crop production to a contract like this. But if, in fact, the grower does understand the benefits and the obligations of contracts like this, we do think it has a place in a grower's marketing plan.
All right. That's Kent Beadle, Director of Producer Brokerage for CHS Hedging. Thanks for joining us Around the Table. Learn more about the benefits of co-op ownership from CHS at cooperativeownership.com.